Emotive, friendly Bitcoin, BTC, took a sharp dive this week, falling below the $70,000 mark despite a big surge in institutional buying through ETFs. It's like the market is saying, thanks for the offer, but I'm not ready to play yet.
Friendly, serious. This correction shows how much traditional macroeconomic and geopolitical forces still influence crypto prices, even with institutional adoption picking up steam. It's a reminder that Bitcoin's not immune to the world's chaos.
Emotive, friendly. The drop was fueled by rising tensions between the U.S. and Iran, which sent a shockwave through risk assets. It's like the market's panic button got pressed, and crypto was the first to react.
Friendly, serious. While ETF inflows signaled institutional confidence, the market's sensitivity to global uncertainty highlights the delicate balance between long-term growth and short-term volatility. It's a tightrope walk, and Bitcoin's still on it.
Emotive friendly.
Friendly, serious. The recent volatility was a clash of two forces: institutional demand for Bitcoin via ETFs and rising geopolitical risks. It's like a tug of war between buy the dip and hunker down.
Emotive, friendly. On one hand, there was a $168 million net inflow into Bitcoin ETFs in one day. That's a clear sign that institutions are still bullish, even if they're playing it cautiously.
Friendly, serious. That aligns with the buy-the-dip strategy. Major funds are treating short-term declines as opportunities to accumulate. It's a calculated move, not panic.
Emotive, friendly. But that optimism was overshadowed by a wave of risk aversion. With U.S.-Iran tensions heating up, investors started fleeing high-risk assets like stocks and crypto.
Friendly, serious. The U.S.-Iran conflict created a climate of uncertainty that spilled over into global markets. It's a reminder that Bitcoin's still deeply tied to the same macroeconomic forces that affect traditional assets.
Emotive, friendly. As equities retreated, crypto followed. Bitcoin's price plummeted below $70,000, proving that even with institutional support, it's still vulnerable to global shocks.
Friendly, serious. The sell-off shows how macroeconomic and geopolitical risks can override short-term structural demand. It's a sobering lesson for the crypto market.
Emotive, friendly.
Friendly, serious. The rapid price drop triggered a chain reaction in the derivatives market. Leveraged long positions, traders who bet on rising prices, started getting liquidated as the market turned against them.
Emotive, friendly. That liquidation process created a self-feeding cycle. As prices fell, more traders were forced to sell, pushing prices lower. It's like a domino effect, and it's terrifying for those caught in it.
Friendly, serious. The result was a sharp acceleration in the price drop. It's a stark example of how leverage can turn a market correction into a freefall.
Emotive, friendly. This highlights the risks of high leverage in a volatile market. Traders who borrowed to amplify gains are now facing massive losses, and it's a wake-up call for everyone involved.
Friendly, serious. The liquidation events also show how interconnected the crypto derivatives market is to the broader price action. When institutional and retail traders face margin calls, the market becomes a ticking time bomb.
Emotive, friendly. The episode underscores Bitcoin's current dynamics. It's balancing structural demand from ETFs and the cyclical risk aversion of traditional markets. It's a tightrope, and the market's still learning to walk.
Friendly, serious. While the long-term narrative of institutional adoption remains strong, short-term volatility is still driven by macroeconomic and geopolitical forces. Investors must stay alert to both.
Emotive, friendly. The market is effectively balancing two powerful forces: the structural demand from ETFs and the cyclical risks of global uncertainty. It's a dance between stability and chaos.
Friendly, serious. This duality means Bitcoin's price is still tied to traditional markets. Investors must navigate both macroeconomic trends and geopolitical developments with care.
Emotive friendly.
Friendly, serious, for investors, the recent correction highlights the need for a measured, strategic approach. Here are the key takeaways.
Emotive, friendly, macro matters. Bitcoin is not a decoupled asset. Bitcoin's price movement remains closely tied to traditional markets, especially equities. When stocks panic, crypto follows.
Friendly, serious events that spook equity markets, like geopolitical conflicts or economic downturns, directly impact crypto. It's not a standalone asset, and that's a reality investors must accept.
Emotive, friendly. While ETF inflows signal growing acceptance of Bitcoin as a financial asset, its sensitivity to macroeconomic conditions means it can't yet be viewed as a safe haven.
Friendly, serious, investors must stay aware of global economic and political developments as they'll shape Bitcoin's direction. It's a game of global chess, and the pieces are all connected.
Emotive friendly too. Leverage risk. High leverage amplifies volatility. The recent liquidation events show how dangerous high leverage is in a volatile market. Traders who borrowed to amplify gains are now facing massive losses.
Friendly, serious. This underscores the importance of risk management. Investors should avoid over-leveraging and use strategies like stop-loss orders or hedging to protect against extreme volatility.
Emotive friendly 3. Institutional patience. ETF buyers are strategic, while the $168 million inflow into Bitcoin ETFs signaled confidence. It's important to remember that major ETF buyers are often strategic and patient.
Friendly, serious. These institutions are likely viewing short-term dips as opportunities to accumulate Bitcoin at lower prices, not signs of panic. It's a long-term play, not a sprint.
Emotive, friendly. This long-term perspective suggests institutional demand is resilient to short-term volatility. The broader adoption narrative remains intact, and investors should focus on that.
Friendly, serious. The future of Bitcoin's price will depend on which narrative dominates: the resolution of geopolitical tensions or the persistence of uncertainty.
Emotive, friendly. If the U.S.-Iran conflict de-escalates and risk appetite returns, Bitcoin could rebound as investors seek higher-yielding assets. But if tensions persist, the crypto market may continue to face pressure.
Friendly, serious. For now, the market is proving that even with significant institutional support, Bitcoin's still tied to the same macroeconomic forces that affect traditional markets. Stay vigilant and keep your eyes on the bigger picture.